of those who obeyed and who disobeyed God. In this sermon, I will focus on the first two chapters of 1 Samuel. And today, I will speak about a great woman from the Bible called Hannah. There's a proverb, "Woman is weak, but mother is strong." Hannah promised God that if she was given a child, she would bring him up to be a godly man. She was known as a strong mother. However, before I talk to you about Hannah, I want to share the story of two women. During the 4th century, Rome conquered many countries. There were two mothers, Agrippina and Monica. Agrippina, the wife of the Roman emperor named Claudius, had planned to make her son Nero become the emperor. And later, she killed her husband, but she was assassinated by her son Nero. Unfortunately, Nero became one of the worst Roman emperors. On the other hand, there was a great woman named Monica. She spent much time working for the glory of God. She had a son named Augustine, who wasted his time with alcohol and slept with many prostitutes. Monica constantly prayed for her son. Through her fervent prayers, he came to God and accepted Jesus as his personal Savior and Lord. Augustine of Hippo later became an important church father and influenced the development of the Western church and philosophy. These two strong mothers, Agrippina and Augustine, worked hard for their sons. However, the different faith of their two sons shows that the lives of those who disobeyed or obeyed God are different. The man Nero became wicked and did evil against God. He disobeyed God. While the other man, Augustine, became righteous and worked for God, he obeyed God. From now on, we learn three things from Hannah and what happened when she obeyed God. First, Hannah believed in God. Hannah believed in God. Let us read together 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 6. "Because the Lord had closed her, Hannah's womb, her rival Peninnah kept provoking her in order to irritate her." Elkanah had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. In those days, boys were significant because they were needed to maintain their family lineage. Peninnah ridiculed Hannah because she had no child and no status. However, Hannah believed in God. Hannah believed in God. I'm going to read 1 Samuel 1 verse 10. "In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord." We know that in our lives, we can be troubled or stressed with different struggles. However, if we believe in Christ, we know that we should be able to depend on God. We know that we should pray to God for his guidance as Hannah did. Then he will answer our prayers. In the Bible, we often hear of God answering people's prayers. In the book of Mark, we are told that Simon Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed, and people sent for Jesus. Then they waited until Jesus came and healed her. After this, all the sick and demon-possessed men came to Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus healed all of them. After this, from this, we can learn that if we are sick or have problems, we cannot solve. We need to ask God. We need to ask God. We know that when we believe in Christ, we can depend upon God and pray to Him for His guidance and support. Then we must wait until He will heal us and resolve our problems in His time and in His ways. In my own way, I learned from this what I volunteered to work for a small church about 10 years ago. One of the leaders promised to hire me. 1 year later, the man still hadn't kept his promise to offer me the job, so I was troubled. I didn't know what to do, but I decided to pray and depend upon God. I prayed and prayed to God. Our God is so great. He answered my prayers. God encouraged me to pursue a different route. He helped me to do my doctoral studies in the USA and led me here today. Our Lord says, "Remember your Creator before the days of your trouble come." This tells us that we must always remember that our Lord is helping us, and thus we are to ask God for His guidance before we get started. Let us continue learning from the story of Hannah and how she obeyed God. The second thing we know is that Hannah prayed to God. Hannah prayed to God in truth and with a specific need. Our Lord Jesus says in the book of Matthew 6, verse 5, "When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. A hypocrite is a person who pretends to have certain beliefs, attitudes, or feelings when they really do not." Hypocrites would pretend to pray. They were not genuine. However, Hannah's prayer was genuine and truthful. She prayed in 1 Samuel 1, verse 11. And she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." Her prayer was genuine and specific. A modern example of God's answering prayer is the story of George Mueller. George Mueller was a man of prayer and a missionary. His prayer was answered by God many, many times. On a very cold day, the boil of his orphanage broke, and he was told it would take about 1 week to fix. Like Hannah, Mueller prayed to God in truth and specifically. He prayed, "Lord, you send these children in my cares, but the boil is broken. Many people here might die because of the serious coldness. Please send some warm weather to this area for 1 week until the boiler can be replaced." After his prayer, a miracle occurred. For 1 week, the weather was unseasonably warm and the boiler was repaired. That's great. Philippians 4 verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." we can see that our God is so great and answers our prayers in His time and in His ways. Praying specifically is one of the ways to speak to God. We should pray to God specifically and in truth. After I graduated from the university in South Korea, I was given a job, but had trouble paying for my accommodation. And thus, I prayed to God, genuinely and for a specific reason. Our God answered my prayers with an early payment for my work. If you are troubled, if you are having hard times, pray to God, and our Lord will answer your prayers. He will help you what to do and how to do in His own time. The third thing we learn from Hannah is that she kept her promise with God. She kept her promise with God. 1 Samuel 1 verse 20 says, "So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, 'Because I asked the Lord for him.'" Hannah prayed to God. God answered. Verse 26 to 28 says, "As surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So I now give him to the Lord." Keeping a promise, Hannah gave her son to God. Another example of a man who believed that God kept his promise was a man named David Livingstone. David Livingstone was a missionary and medical doctor in the 19th century. He preached the Word of God for 16 years in Africa. He once asked to give his speech in his home country. And someone asked him, "Could you tell us how you managed to survive in such a scary and dangerous place in Africa?" David answered, I believed my Lord Jesus would keep his promise with his disciples based on these two passages. John 14, verse 18 says, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." And Matthew 28, verse 20 says, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." Our Lord is still talking to each one of us. "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. I am with you always to the very end of the age." Sometimes we make promise to people. Sometimes we keep or break our promises with people. However, believing in God means we need to keep our promises with our Lord and with others. What did you learn from the 3 points in my sermon today? I pray that you have learned it from Hannah. She was troubled, but she obeyed and believed in God. She prayed to God in truth and with specifics. She finally kept her promises with God. At the beginning of this year, you might set up many plans for you and for others. And I hope you to accomplish all of your goals with the guidance of our Lord. And I continue to pray that our God will be with you, will guide you, and bless you at all times this year. Let us pray to our Lord. Almighty God, thank you for being here with us this morning. We are so grateful to you for what you have done for us. Today, we learn it from Hannah. She obeyed God. She depended upon God. And she prayed to God in truth and in specifics. Finally, she kept her promises with God. Mighty God, thank you for giving us this time and opportunity to learn about you. Help us to spend our time and energy in preaching and teaching the word of God. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.